hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, our wages, our outcomes for kids, education needs to be Idaho's number one priority to turn this state around.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm not a big fan of everyone saying reform, 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 because ever since I've been in education, we've been reforming it.
Fighting for you.
My average day here is exciting and fun.
I don't think I've seen a school or heard about a school that has an administration so involved with the students and so approachable.
Having fun's great too, but I mean, academics is going to help you further in life.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, excellent job there by Ray Amaya. I don't know where we get these kids, but we're so proud and so happy to be in the schools. And do want to thank our partners, certainly the educators, the teachers, the parents, and our great friends at CAPED. We are at CUNA Middle School in CUNA having a good time. I think just overlooking the football field here in the hallway. And if you're like Gene or Carl or any of the young folks I met last night at Peterson Toyota, you want to listen during the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to have what they call in the business a lot of nat sound, a lot of natural sound, and we're going to be in the hallways as we should be in where Kevin Miller spent a lot of his days in the hall. Get out of class, Miller. Get in the hallway. There you have it. Deb McGrath joining us, principal here. Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So here we are, the end of the year. What's going on in your mind? Are you going to miss the children's or not?
I always miss the kids, but there is a nice break there to catch your breath, do some work, get ready, and also help let them kind of start over, start fresh.
Well, how does the school year work, really? I mean, we're winding down. But, you know, it's kind of like radio. People say, well, Kevin, you only work 4 hours a day at 580 KIDO, and that's so far from the truth because you have to prep for interviews. You have to go meet people. Like anything, if you're doing your job right, it never ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A 10 to 12-hour day is very normal. Might start the day arriving at, you know, 6:30, quarter of 7 to set up for the morning, and then there may be a band concert or a track meet that has me out until 8 or 9 o'clock, and so that's a very typical day.
What can parents do over the summer to make sure that their kids who are coming back are ready to go? Education is kind of like athletics. To be successful, you have to keep at it all the time, right?
Absolutely. One of the main things is reading, especially fun summer reading. If a student can find a book series that they really like and get into it, you know, dropping by the library or maybe an electronic book like a Kindle or something like that. Reading is a huge way to stay up, and nonfiction reading too. So a student hitting a news website and reading articles from the day and keeping up on current events would be a great strategy.
So, something light, like William Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Maybe.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Perhaps Moby Dick.
Yes. Well, and that's where you bring into this, instead of, you know, getting a book from the library, which we encourage people to do, but it must be a fascinating time. I know it is in our industry in radio, but for you as an educator, you know, you go into the library and you go, wow, there's still books.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Everything's tablets and laptops and such. So yep. The challenge of keeping up with the technology.
It's huge, and many of our resources are online now. But we do have a huge, thriving library, and our librarian is a rock star. And can, you know, a student can come in and say, I don't know what to get, and she'll say, well, tell me what you like, and
right.
Then she can offer 10 or 12 books. We do have a system every year where our eighth graders get to research good young adult literature all year, and then their final project is to we have a book shop that comes in and helps us, and then every eighth grader gets to pick a book that they are involved in, and then so all those books then go into our library for the next year's students. So it's pretty cool setup.
At 580 KIDO, what's it like to educate these kids in the middle school? What are the ages of the middle school kids?
These kids are between 11 and 13.
Mm-hmm. A lot of changes going on.
Very much.
Yeah, a lot of energy, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And you'll see here in a minute with the hallways, it often looks like dropping a case of ping pong balls into a swimming pool and just watching them bounce off of each other.
That's why we have Sweet Willard here with us. He's our dean of security. But
there you go.
Preparing kids for high school. What about parental involvement? You know, you want to get emotional, and you know this. You know, you talk about somebody's kid. I could imagine the pressures of educating somebody's kid.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of work, and that's our main mission is we say around here that our job is to create prepared freshmen. And if they arrive at the high school prepared to take advantage of everything that's available for them, then we've done our mission.
Right.
But, yes, we have heartbreaking stories. We have huge success stories. We have all kinds of – we run the gamut on all different kinds of kids and what they need. And being able to help them individually is a really big deal.
How much of a challenge is it for the educators and the parents, for that matter, when you have, you know, the revolving standards? When I was a teacher briefly, George H.W. Bush had an answer for education.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to create a national teacher's exam.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody across the country was going to take it. And he was going to hold the teachers accountable. And by gosh, those teachers were going to be better than their predecessors who taught them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know how that worked out. And really, it was a great, great investment for the people that created the NTE because you had to pay for it and to be certified. And then we had all these other initiatives, No Child Left Behind, and which was a great unfunded mandate. And now we have the Idaho core standards. And not too much get into the core standards, but when all of a sudden somebody gives you, okay, here's the new curriculum, you have some buy-in, you have some not, you have some ways to control the curriculum, you have not. Could you address that here at 580KIDO, dealing with the challenges of the evolving curriculum?
Absolutely. You know, I've done this for 12 years, been the principal for 12 years, and
sure.
In that time we've probably completely switched our focus maybe four or five times in that 12 years, which makes it very difficult to maintain.
As a person implementing it. Never
Absolutely.
Mind the policymaker,
Absolutely.
The person implementing
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And so really what we do is we look for the best in everything that rolls out. We look through it and say, okay, here are the pieces that we already do really well, and we build on those pieces. And so there are some pieces of the Common Core that are very strong for kids that we know are good for kids, you know.
You better not say that on this radio station.
Well, and I understand it. And that's something that, again, we're looking through that material and we're saying, okay, kids have to be able to construct an argument. And
right.
we agree that being able to think is a good thing. I talked to a parent yesterday who believed that the constructing an argument, we were teaching the kid what to argue for, and we weren't.
No, I'm with you at 580KIDO, and it's interesting when we talk about Common Core because the biggest fear that I hear from parents is the data collection issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Dave Burnett and I talk about this all the time, and we talk about it here, regardless of everything else, you have to think critically,
Absolutely.
Especially with our form of government today and the media going on. That's the most crucial skill, I would think, that one could get.
Absolutely. And I've seen a huge change in writing this year. Mm. I see kids writing in science and history. And they're, what they're asked to do is make a claim and then prove their point and cite evidence. And that's the main change that I've seen on the English language arts side, is that they're able to make a claim, cite their evidence. And that evidence is not provided by us. That evidence is they're allowed to go out and find the evidence that they believe is reliable.
Yeah, and it is so challenging here at 580KIDO because you just had the big levy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that was a challenge. And
it
then
was.
You and you know, when we were kids, we had teachers that sometimes aired their political opinions in class. And a levy is a tough issue, and then you have the kids coming home and then the parents dealing with that, what was that like?
You know, we've had big talks with our staff about making sure that things are factual and not opinion, that you're not swaying kids in any way.
Right.
We've had kids be on both sides of the issue and have asked to air their side, and they're allowed to in this forum. You always expect adults to be adults and help kids think.
Not when it comes to their kids.
Well, and certainly that's true. Certainly
right.
that's true. But we're so thankful for what the community voted.
And really, it's not a CUNA issue. I mean, everybody has levies.
Absolutely.
Right,
and that's a sign of our funding right now,
yeah.
that it's more expensive to run a school than the legislature funds for at the moment, and we know that.
Well, I think Mr. Belukoff, if he's elected, he said he's going to fix that,
oh,
you know,
okay.
these politicians.
Okay.
But anyway, at 580KIDO. Now, What was it like, and hopefully, I know she's not on the list, but we can get your friend Shelby to come in here.
Oh, absolutely.
If she can swing in, because we had her in a couple weeks ago. And here you have, what an honor it was for you all, for the state of Idaho, for the city of CUNA, to have a teacher featured nationally. And it's funny because sometimes when we're in the moment, I remember telling my wife Dorothy this, I go, dude, you have a teacher from Los Angeles, another from Los Angeles, one from Denver, and one from CUNA, Idaho, featured
yes.
on this national program moderated by Queen Latifah, and you know, teaching this revolutionary new concept, the Khan Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, having your educator featured, dealing with the distractions
mm-hmm.
and dealing with the attention, could you take us inside your world?
Oh, it was fun, and the crew that was here was awesome to work with, and they were very careful not to interrupt instruction and really to highlight the great things that were happening. And I think for me, the proudest moment was that Shelby always put it back to her team, that her team around her was awesome, and that the level of teaching going on in Shelby's room is consistent with what's happening in our math classrooms and in our building. And so our staff was very, very supportive of her, and really proud that she represented the amazing instruction that's happening here.
Well, I will say this at 580 KIDO, as a former teacher, as just someone who covers these issues, I don't understand if people understand how big that was.
It was.
You know, it was. And a credit to you and your staff here for making that happen. You know, you're talking about people in New York. You're talking about people in Atlanta, Chicago, that weren't selected.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That just shows the level of instructor
right
that we have here.
Right,
absolutely.
Right in CUNA, right in Idaho.
We're so proud of that. And yeah. and those things happen here every day. And we want people to be able to come in and see what it is we're doing and what rock stars like Shelby are doing in their class.
Well, and that Mr. Khan has had an affinity for this area, that
mm-hmm.
he's slowly rolling his nationally recognized program that's been featured on 60 Minutes and just about
mm-hmm.
everywhere else
mm-hmm.
to help kids learn. For people listening at 580 KIDO that aren't familiar with the Khan Academy, can you give us a couple hints to what it's about and how it's really revitalizing education in math and the sciences and just
mm-hmm.
about everything else?
Absolutely. It's a collection of free online content. So similar to if your student came home with math homework that you didn't know how to do and you
That
could,
would never happen.
it does sometimes to some people.
Right.
So, you know, going to YouTube and searching for how to do a certain problem and watching that, this is really a collection of instruction
that's
free
kids,
to us.
I don't know about you, but for me, I got to be in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take notes.
Yep.
I got to sit there and go, why am I here? But the educators of today and the kids getting educated, they're, I don't want to say it's self-taught, but they can go watch a video.
There's resources all over the place, and I think that's the magic of the Internet, is that once you get home, if you forgot what you learned during the day, you have chances to look it up and,
right.
and find it. What I see in Shelby's room is that she's using a tool, which is the Khan Academy, but she's using it really, really well. So she's doing a lot of teaching. But what's happening is her class is very differentiated, meaning they're all over the place. So the other day when I went in and observed her room, she had kids working all over the room in different areas all
right.
over the place. If they were high or low, they could go at their own speed. And then she'd say, okay, now I'm focusing on a certain concept and I need Jamie and Bobby and Billy up here. So she's teaching a small group of four or five kids who are behind in a certain area or struggling in a certain area. And then meanwhile, you've got 20 other kids out in their seats working, and you know, Bobby's having problems and Jill leans over and says, hey, I know how to do that. Let me help you. And so it's a very different classroom atmosphere.
Very different from the classrooms that I grew up in.
Me as well. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, and I don't say anything. I think the statute of limitations is left, but I would usually charm the math teacher to get through Algebra 2, and then, you know, you kind of, my eyesight was pretty good, but don't,
uh-huh.
I don't recommend that. I don't condone that behavior.
Of course.
But at 580KIDO, what would you like to say to parents that understand the importance of education
mm.
and are having trouble conveying it to their kids right now?
I think maintain your message.
Get out the stick?
No. Maintain your message and that school's important and going on is important and having a plan for after high school is important, no matter what that plan is.
Yeah.
And communicate with the teachers, communicate with the school. Be involved as much as you possibly can. You know, we love to have parent involvement. And this is often the age where kids say, no, don't come to school. Don't come with me. Don't chaperone the dance. That would be terrible. And we love to have parent input.
Well, I think sometimes there might be, a lot of people we're comfortable in our own settings.
Sure.
And then to reach out, and sometimes we misinterpret things. And just remember that it's your kid, and if you want them to have as good or a better life, then it has to start with you, and then they'll follow that example.
Absolutely. And don't give up. You know, middle school is a very difficult time, and
some of us are still in middle school.
Well, and that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
46, still in middle school.
Well, there you go.
Deb McGrath, thank you very much. Thank you for having us here.
Of course. And we're so happy to have you.
No, we love it. It's good to be out in the hall again.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning from CUNA Middle School. Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. So happy to be with you. Couple things going on here. We're going to have a react to the Edward Snowden interview. Big, big blowout yesterday in Washington, D.C. about the VA scandal. And I think they're having a concussion summit in Washington, D.C. when our veterans, over 1,700 of them, need immediate medical attention in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're having a concussion summit about sports? I'm not making this up. More of that information at the Kevin Miller, Edward Snowden Speaks Hot List at 580KIDO. So we've got that going on. concussions. And by the way, I was at our friend Peterson Toyota yesterday, and our friend, one of the drivers, I think it was Kyle Carl or one of the great folks there, he was driving me back, and he goes, yeah, Miller, I listen. And we were talking about the new CEO of Albertsons, Bob Miller. And I go, well, he goes, what do you think about the stadium? And I said to him, these businesses come and go. I hope the workers are taken care of. And what he said about Mr. Miller, I'm just going to pass it on to you. He goes, that guy's the real deal. He came up through the Albertsons chain, got a job as a grocer there to begin with. He understands the connection with the community. And that's a good thing. And let's hope that the naming rights of the stadium work out better for everyone with lower prices, higher quality value, good competition. You know, one of the things about the Treasure Valley is we have a lot of churches. We have a lot of fitness facilities. And now we're getting a lot of grocery stores. So lots of choices like you have on the radio dial. And we appreciate you keeping us through your morning commute at 580KIDO. So coming up today from CUNA Middle School, we'll have much more with parents and teachers as the school year winds down. And as I said, CUNA is spotlighted today, but what we're talking about here obviously can work where with your kid going to school, whether it's a public or private school, parochial charter school or home schools. We want to highlight it's really what's going on, and this has been such an outstanding program, and we're so happy for everybody who participated. We want to thank CapEd for sponsoring it. Look, I don't have a curtain here. We're not fancy schmancy bancy. We're just people that you'd have a steak and eggs breakfast with on a good day. And while we're saying that, we can't do it without CapEd, and CapEd doesn't say, Kevin Miller, you better say this. It's what I believe. When good people believe in good things, you got to give them credit for it. So, once again, we will thank them today and tomorrow for their great works. Coming up, a lot of people say, well, Kevin, and I always love it when the First Lady asks me this, Kevin, what are you doing next? And I go, next? I don't know. I'm going to, try and organize the voices in my head, not just from 5 to 9 here at 580KIDO, because we live in such an information ADD world, but there's something that has always been on my mind, and there's always been a need. We do such great works in the fall. Every media outlet, every big business and small business gives during the holiday season, whether it's to St. Vincent de Paul, whether it's to the Idaho Food Bank, whether it's to the Idaho Youth Ranch. But there's a hidden secret in the mission business. And I didn't realize this until I spent a lot of time, and heck, until I lived at the Boise Rescue Mission. And that is that the summertime is such a time of challenge, especially for women and children, that are fleeing abusive situations. And with the Boise Rescue Mission's acquisition of the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, and with their refurbishing, their new lighthouse, I thought to myself, why not do something for the Boise Rescue Mission? Why not do something for women and children? And what we're going to do in partnership with Walmart, in partnership with Airstream, in partnership with Team Mazda Subaru, in partnership with the Boise Rescue Mission, is next week we will be living at the Garrity Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, in Canyon County. We will be focusing in on donations for that women and children's shelter. So we're looking for diapers, kids' clothes, new stuff, money, cash, whatever you have, because the summer food, the summer are the rough months. And all the other Walmarts will have barrels. That's right, barrels. And you'll see a picture of Kevin Miller there. How exciting. That's why I'm in radio, so you can see pictures of me on barrels. And you can donate items at area Walmarts for the week. We will be at Garrity and Franklin from Monday through Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And we would love for you to stop by. If you can't make it to Garrity and Franklin and you shop at Walmart, maybe, you know, have a couple bucks, throw, you know, a toy or some kids' clothes in the barrel, and our great friends at the Boise Rescue Mission will pick that up. That will benefit certainly everybody involved with the Boise Rescue Mission. Our focus is the Valley Women and Children's Shelter and the Lighthouse Rescue Mission in Canyon County. And the great thing about Garrity, you've got a lot of great auto dealers there. You can swing in off exit 38. And if you've ever said, you know, Kevin, you never give me the time of day, like Terry from State College says, or Tea Party Bob, you never know who's going to be there, but I'll be there sun up to sunset at the Garrity Walmart. Again, we want to thank our sponsors that have made this happen. And we want to thank you for your involvement. You know, when Russ Fulcher was on and he's talking about being humbled by people supporting him, we're humbled to be a part of your day. And hopefully we can make this a successful summer for the folks at the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. And really for everyone. You know, we all need a home, don't we? We appreciate what we have now more than ever. And this is our way of saying let's make it happen. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Farmers.
What do you babysit?
Their kids.
Oh, I was going to say. I thought you were.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Whoa, whoa, I gotta go. No, that's so funny. You know, I'm sitting there listening to that clip. Well, I babysit for the farmers. Oh, what do you babysit? Well, they're kids, of course. Gee whiz. That's why I'm not in education. I'm in broadcasting. Kevin Miller in the morning, live from CUNA Middle School here at 580 KIDO. You ever wondered what it's like to teach math? Emily Leckie with us here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in early. We appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Not everybody is all sunshine and rainbows like yours truly in the morning here. You know, it takes a while. I understand that. You know, it takes years to hone this happiness.
Yes. Bright and early this morning.
It is indeed. So let's talk a little bit about what you do here at CUNA. And really, you know, the idea of teaching math. I've always heard that if you can teach math, you can do just about anything in life.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true, but yes, I teach math. I've taught at the middle school for 11 years now, and I absolutely love it. But you're right about math in that I think you have to have quite the personality for it, and you have to be excited about math to get your students excited about it if they come in. You know, maybe that's not their favorite subject.
Yeah, is that something universal that it, you know, it's the exception rather than the rule that kids are excited about math?
I think I have a lot of students that do come in excited, ready to go with math. And then you do have some that are like, oh, this is my least favorite subject. And I think a lot of that comes from their experiences they've had, maybe not just in the classroom, but personally how they feel about their success in math. And so as a math teacher, I really try to help each student feel successful and feel like they can be can do math, and some come in feeling like they just can't.
And you're doing something that a lot of people, I think, would envy, this one-on-one program with the Google Chrome.
Yeah. We have a one-to-one devices this year that we are really excited about. I have taught math, as I mentioned, for years, and this year half of my day is helping out with that. And I help with the professional development for teachers on that and try to give teachers support. So I teach two classes in the morning, then the afternoon spend a lot of time with teachers and making sure they have what they need for it. I think in education, to make learning happen, you need great teachers. And so we are really big on the professional development and support with this new one-to-one project. It's been exciting to see what students have done and teachers have done with them in the classroom. I know in my classroom, some of the things are just replacing what I have done in the past. For example, this unit I'm doing now has been pretty much paperless, and everything is now online. So instead of a worksheet printed out, I am giving it to them digitally. And so just substituting what I'm already doing, nothing majorly different. But some of the things we can do now that I haven't been able to do before is the online access. Every student has it continually, and so I can have them do research, for example, on the census was part of what we did with statistics and probability. So they could all go to the same website that I directed them to and have immediate access. In the past, it was schedule the lab, try to find time you can fit in. And
now, I have to ask you something at 580KIDU. I grew up in the world of, you know, not only the film strips, but of the purple copies, where they would just do the purple copies. So now, all of a sudden, you're saying you've gone paperless in some lessons?
Yeah.
Is that the world we're going to? What about Dunder Mifflin? What about the paper?
You know, I am the person, sometimes I have to print that email
right.
or that article
exactly.
and touch it and highlight it. And this unit that was, I say, paperless, I still had some students, as we're doing a dot plot, and we had tried to do it online, or electronically, I should say, several times. And finally, maybe the third time, we are making a dot plot, which is just a number line, and then we're putting the dots on it. So if you have five 50s, you have five dots above 50 and wherever. They said, Mrs. Leckie, can we please use paper? And so I caved and let them use paper because they preferred that. And certainly that should be an option, I think, and especially in a transition. Whether that's where we're going or not, I'm not sure. I would go back to great teachers make great learning happen, and so it can be done in a number of ways. But that's where we're headed at the middle school, and it's changed how we can approach some things in the classroom.
How much of your personal time here at 580KIDO do you dedicate to professional development?
Do you mean during my day at the...
Your off time.
My off time. I think it depends. Right now, one of the big projects I'm working on is the check-in process, which seems simple, like just collect all the Chromebooks. But, of course, we know 800 devices, nothing's that simple. And so at this time, I have been taking things home and spending an hour or two at night here and there. But then there's been times where we don't have a major project going on, and I've spent none for weeks at a time.
So, again, though, you are spending a significant amount of your time. What about great teachers? Can we bottle that formula up and just mass produce it because it's needed so desperately everywhere?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I think great teachers, sometimes you are just maybe born with the personality. Sometimes you have a great teacher as a role model and you can kind of follow their footsteps. Sometimes it's from great education. And then I think sometimes mentoring can be pivotal. And if you have a great mentor as you start out teaching, then you can definitely fill that mold of a great teacher.
Yeah, that is tough, though. You know, when I was student teaching, and this is the one of the reasons why I'm not teaching today, I had a guy who all he did was gripe, was fixated with the Travel Channel. Didn't like education, wouldn't let me discipline. And then he talked about things. It is so crucial that you remember, not only if you're a teacher, but in any industry, you know, to be somebody's mentor is the difference between success and people leaving the profession.
Absolutely. That's crazy you had that experience. I think that is exactly right on. I tease with my colleagues, if I ever get to the point where I complain a lot or have that kind of attitude, that tell me to retire because it's time.
Well, then you can go into radio and you get paid to complain.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
We're excited about our one-to-one project and the things we've been able to do, and it's been really fun to watch teachers and students really rise to this new and exciting challenge we've had.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, enjoy the coffee.
Thanks, I needed it this morning.
All right, it is 6:48, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And yes, yeah, this is why we have a divided House and a divided Senate. Big hearings last night concerning the VA scandal.
Committee, yet who was disciplined in Augusta, Georgia, and Columbia, South Carolina, where nine veterans died because they were on a waiting list for colonoscopies.
As you know, Mr. Chairman, in the last 5 years, the Office of Congressional Legislative Affairs has responded to over 100,000 requests for information.
Ma'am, veterans died. Get us the answers, please.
There you have it, Representative Jeff Miller, about this issue, the House hearings on the VA scandal. You know what we really need is the Truman Commission. If you don't know what that is, no, it's not the Jim Carrey movie. We'll explain it next. 580-5436. Are we doing enough for the veterans? Kevin Miller in the morning, live from CUNA Middle School, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Now, from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, living the dream. Keep it here next hour. Don't forget, we'll tell you when it's your chance to win $1,000 on 580 KIDO. Just be the caller, with the correct caller, 25th. Nationwide caller on 580 KIDO. We'll give you the time coming up next hour with me, Kevin Miller, here at 580 KIDO. Edward Snowden last night, Dave Burnett was telling us earlier, fascinating interview with Brian Williams. And, I'm thinking to myself, wow, why are we rewarding people that may or may not have broken the law? Now, Edward Snowden, if you missed it, he says he's Michael Weston. That's right. He said he's a spy. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. By the way, are you having a bad day? Or perhaps you might be having a bad day. When you're thinking about, maybe you have to make a presentation. Maybe, in fact, you're really wondering if the PowerPoint's going to work. If, in fact, the equipment's going to go, and you've got that nervous apprehension, right?
And we will much about
Well, if
that.
You get a chance and you need a little pick-me-up, go to 580KIDO, and under a blog I wrote, it's titled, When You're Having a Bad Day, You Gotta Watch Al Sharpton Versus the Teleprompter. Now, regardless if you're a Republican or a Democrat, and those of you that listen to my show all the time, you know, gosh, does this guy know phonics? That's why I'm back in school. Let's take a listen.
Be committed. So there's no real conflict. Michael Druniak, including Lincoln himself, Daniel Days Lewis. Behind Monica Lewinsky, the one and only Trey Song is here. Allison Lundgren Grimes, Gina DeJesus. When Gina DeJesus, Tea Party challenger Matt Bibbitt. People don't want to have their Social Security overall. The Republican savior, Mark Rubio's big night. In evolution and Galileo, I mean, this whole thing of Galileo. America's changed, changed. Unless IT and skillets, President Putin doing something similar back in, it won't change this fundamental fact about the GOP. Just how absurd these attacks is. Nearly 6 months after the dangerous traffic jam investigation, the Thai military says, my friend for many years, Ilyana Van Zant.
Nothing there.
That video, courtesy of the Washington Free Beacon, but you can get it at 580kido.com. And I can relate to Reverend Sharpton. There is nothing like when you have an intimidating, really an intimidating name that you have to get through. So, kids, if you're listening, pay attention in school, not just you, Dustin, but pay attention in school and learn to pronunciate and enunciate all these words, and it'll pay off when you're a host at MSNBC. Time for traffic at 5. And more coming up from CUNA Middle School. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning. Serving.